What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I think we're still waiting on Jim in New York. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you?
Biodegradable. How are you, man?
I'm good, good. Good to see you. Hey, speaking about the debate, I don't know if you caught that at one Trump rally, there was the ex-president of the Haitian Senate that confronted him in the rally and told him about the Clintons trying to bribe him.
Yes, and he had all the records.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't bring that up. That is like a home run.
Again, the debate set the segments of discussion, and Lester did not allow Donald Trump to wander too far afield. Remember, the corporate media isn't just protecting Hillary Clinton. They're protecting the narcocracy as a whole, and that's why they're going to such extreme measures. By the way, I just got an email from somebody saying that in point of fact, the moderator was allowed to have a headphone, which makes sense to me in live TV. You know, he's getting instructions from the director in the control room, you know, keeping him on time and everything. So I think that was a tempest in a teapot, so to speak. Anything else you want to share with us?
Just that I thought Trump was holding back last night. I don't think he wanted to appear too aggressive.
He was. But, you know, everybody, you know, he was out there saying that he chose not to bring up the issue of Bill Clinton's lovers because Chelsea was in the audience.
Right.
And you know the old adage, nice guys finish last. And Trump can't afford to be nice anymore. Hillary Clinton and her people would never cut him that kind of slack. Every time Donald Trump's daughter goes out, the media is screaming about her father's record with women. When Chelsea Clinton goes out, nobody dares mention Bill Clinton's sexual assaults or how Hillary Clinton destroyed those women. That's how biased the media is.
Oh, the media has to go. The corporate
media has to be reformed.
The new media has to step in.
Well, that's what we're working toward. You need to understand, anytime you have organized crime that is making money through drugs or the rest of it, drugs in this case, they will invest their money in legitimate businesses, such as the corporate media. And they're in a position to then call on down and say, this is what you'll report and this is what you will do. When I'm talking about a narcocracy, I'm talking about a drug money corruption network that spans the entire nation, all levels of the government, the corporate media, Wall Street. Look how much fraud they've been caught doing. We've become a criminal society with criminal leaders.
Oh, yes.
And it's
absolutely
got to stop.
Do you know what the elitist God is? Well, you know what the elitists have as their God?
Enlighten us.
G for gold, mm-hmm. O for oil, D for drugs.
I like that. I like that. That's good. There's a graphic in there somewhere. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are clear now. I'm going to get back to some actual news here. A lot of people still talking about FBI Director James Comey and the very obvious way that he let Hillary Clinton skate on felony violations of Title 18 on this flimsy excuse that he couldn't find evidence she intended to do wrong. But if you read Title 18, specifically Section 793, intent is not required. It says quite clearly, exposure of national security secrets through negligence can get you 10 years in prison and be banned from ever holding public office ever again. It's a serious, serious matter. And either FBI Director James Comey is not familiar with the law, because remember, he got that job with no prior law enforcement experience, or he's just hoping that you won't take the time to read Title 18 for yourself. And now we know that Comey and Loretta Lynch and the Clintons are all tied together through the HSBC drug money laundering scandal. And now it turns out that looking at James Comey's professional history and relationships, he's entrenched in that big money cronyism culture. He's received millions from the Clinton Foundation. He's on their corporate partners board. His brother works for the law firm that does the Clinton Foundation taxes. It's all one big, gigantic, corrupt clique. Remember when you were in high school, there was always that bunch of the rich kids who got away with everything? Our government has become just like that, only with nuclear weapons. Now, we've already talked about Michael Savage getting yanked off of the air when he was trying to talk about Hillary's health. They're declaring war on the truth, not just the independent media, but now the corporate media is also under attack by the narcocracy. And you would think that we would all try and band together in the face of a common threat, but no. All right, we already talked about the dual foundation and the money skipping on back and forth. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network at this time. And we're talking about, we're just getting into the war zones right now. Okay? Now, the U.S. has launched another attack at Deir ez-Zor, Syria. And they went on in and just bombed. And so I'm sure we're going to hear, whoops, our mistake again. We don't know why we keep making all these dumb mistakes of bombing the wrong people. It's just, you know, it's that gosh darn F-35. The targeting system won't work. The F-35 isn't actually in service. All right, well, it's the F-22 and its targeting system. Our pilots are all blind. And you know, all those Middle Easterners look alike to us. Whatever excuse they're going to come up with. But they just went in and did a second attack again. Now, more and more of the foreign press are picking up this report that Syrian intelligence intercepted, decoded, and recorded a conversation between the U.S. controllers that were inside Syria, that were directing the war, and ISIS itself. And they're expecting that a transcript translation will be available in a few days, showing unequivocally that the U.S. is using ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria to go against Bashar al-Assad. All right, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call from Wes in Idaho. Aloha, Wes. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. Trump should have responded to Clinton's assertion that he did not pay income tax. Is that the second plank of the Communist Manifesto is graduated income tax. Not only that, the Grace Commission of Ronald Reagan in 1984 said that not one dime of our income tax goes to any government services such as roads or bridges. It all goes to usury, to the Federal Reserve interest.
Mm-hmm. That is. Well, actually, what Trump probably would have been better off saying is the fact that those years he paid no taxes are the years he wasn't making any money. Because his business career has not been success after success after success. There were years in which he lost businesses. And if you lose money, you don't pay income tax. And he probably would have been better off doing that. But instead, he wanted to turn around, and he had a good talking point. I'll release my tax records when you release those 33,000 emails. And, of course, Lester Holt stepped on in and said, no, we're not going to connect the two, and so forth and so on. Anyway, Wes, thanks a lot. I'm going to let you go. We're already way behind in our talking points. We're going to take another phone call from Alan in Chicago, and then I got to get back to the real news. Alan, what's on your mind?
Michael, one quick point. You just talked about the rich kids getting away with everything. It reminded me of the Al Pacino movie, A Scent of a Woman.
Yes.
When the poor kid was going to go back to the college, and he was going to the debate where they were going to just, you know, throw him under the bus for whatever situation, and Al Pacino got up and defended him, and he says, you need to take a flamethrower to this place. It's disgusting. And that's the way I felt last night with the way they treated Donald Trump. And I kind of think he was reserved, and I'm wondering if this is going to give him license, because you're talking about it and everybody else. Will it give him license to double-barrel her the next couple of debates for us?
I think we would all like to see that. A lot of people were saying that Donald Trump was trying to keep the high ground the way Bernie Sanders did in the earlier debates, and look where it got Bernie Sanders. No, Donald Trump needs to understand this is a war. Hillary's people are out for his blood. And if he's the nice guy, he's going to finish last on this thing. And a lot of his advisors are saying he needed to get more aggressive. He needs to basically be in control of the discussion because basically Hillary and Lester Holt were directing the dialogue the whole evening. And they steamrolled over Donald Trump, and they didn't let him get near any of those sensitive narcocracy issues. So Donald Trump needs to be a lot more aggressive in the next two debates. People want him to be more aggressive, and he's got to listen to that. Otherwise, we're hearing that some of his advisors are saying he should just skip the next two debates. That would be a mistake. That makes him look like a quitter. So Donald Trump is committed to the remaining two debates. And he just has to go on in there and understand that he has to be just as aggressive and nasty as Hillary Clinton and those moderators, because they're all there to gang up on him.
You know, I heard somebody saying, and then I'll let you go, I heard somebody saying if they want to play This Is Your Life and bring back 40-year-old lawsuits that mean nothing and names of people that nobody know about, then if you want to go down your life path, Hillary, watch out, because there's a huge steamroller with your name on it if you want to play that game. If not, let's stick to the issues for the country. That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely. I mean, they've had to go way back into Donald Trump's past to try and find anything they can use as a weapon. But every time Donald Trump tried to bring the debate back to current issues and current affairs, Lester Holt either cut him off or deflected into some other aspect. When they got too close to certain issues, he'd say, well, we're done with this segment. We have to move on to the next one. He was very clearly in control of that thing, and he was there to attack Donald Trump, interfere with Donald Trump, make Donald Trump look bad, and make Hillary look good. And everybody, even in the industry, is admitting that now. And Lester Holt has destroyed his own credibility because he's obviously partisan. And along with damaging his own credibility, he's damaged the credibility of NBC News as a whole. At a time when the American people have very little trust and faith in the corporate media to begin with.
Thanks so much for your time and keeping us informed, Mike. Really appreciate
All right.
it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Getting on back to the war zones here. As you know, Samantha Powers came on out denouncing Russia for barbarity in the bombing of the UN aid convoy. Now, at this point, there is zero evidence Russia or Syria had anything to do with it. The best evidence right now is that the Predator drone, which everybody knows was overhead, dropped a Hellfire missile on that convoy. And it was done in order to give the U.S. something to try and tarnish Russia with in order to offset the backlash, the fallout from the U.S. attack on the Syrian army. And the Russian foreign minister came on out and said, look what the U.S. has done in Iraq and Libya. That is the real barbarism. Kind of pot, kettle black kind of mentality going on over there. Now, Russia at this point is saying there will be no more unilateral steps in the cessation of hostilities, because they're sick and tired of the fact that every time the U.S. calls for a ceasefire, the U.S. will use the ceasefire to rearm and resupply their pet terrorist groups. Everybody knows what the U.S. is doing. And they don't feel like playing along with the official cover story anymore. And I think what's going on is Russia is coming to understand that the American people aren't believing the U.S. government's propaganda any longer. And that gives them a great deal more latitude in how they can respond to these issues. Because what has restrained Putin and Russia's government is obviously fear of getting into a real full-on war with the United States. And so they've had to kind of dance around the world of fantasy created by the U.S. government out of their concern that the American people could be brought to support a war against Russia. But Russia, I think, is paying very close attention to what's going on in the independent media, and they've come to understand that the American people have lost trust and faith in the U.S. government. And Russia understands how that works, because that's what led to the downfall of the Soviet Union. The Russian people, using fax machines, started to inform and educate each other as to what was really going on, and it reached a point where the Soviet citizens said, we're just not going to pay attention to the government anymore. We're going to ignore Pravda. We're going to ignore Izvestia. and the whole thing came crashing down. And that's the direction I think the U.S. government is headed right now. And if Russia is in agreement, then they can afford to go into the United Nations and saying, all of this talk about you're there in Syria to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda, we all know it's a joke. We all know it's a cover story. And we're not going to buy your bovine excrement anymore. We're not going to play along out of politeness. We know that every time you call for a ceasefire, you use that ceasefire to rearm and resupply those terrorists working as U.S. proxies against Bashar al-Assad. Now, the situation is still showing signs of escalation. The U.S. does not want to give up in Syria. They still dream of an eventual war against Iran. They dream of a global New World Order that they will be a significant part of. And they're still trying to pull in other nations and get them ensnared in Syria as well. What they're doing is they're replaying Charlie Wilson's War. Now, if you haven't seen that movie, it's definitely worth looking at. Tom Hanks plays Charlie Wilson. Now, the film is very much sanitized as to what was really going on and why the Soviet Union went into Afghanistan, because they went in response to American provocations. But basically, the whole story of Charlie Wilson's war was going on out to third-party countries and getting them to send weapons to the Afghan rebels so that the U.S. could maintain plausible deniability. And they're playing that same game all over again in Syria, only this time nobody is buying it. So Russia is now pulling together their new coalition on Syria to match the escalation by the United States. Now, a German magazine, Focus, has reported that al-Nusra is getting their missiles directly from the United States government. This prompted a response from the State Department about us arming al-Nusra. What a silly idea. Whatever put that notion into your head? And then they kind of had to back off and say, but you know, some of our allies that we're giving weapons to, they may be giving those weapons to al-Nusra. Again, Charlie Wilson's war. And followed up by saying that wealthy Gulf states might be willing to arm the Syrian rebels to get the Russians to back down. See, it's all Russia's fault. They came in and messed around with our scam, and we have to get them out. And then a YouTube video has surfaced in which al-Nusra admits the United States government is, in fact, supporting them. And then they go on to complain it isn't enough. If you want us to go and get Bashar al-Assad, you have to give us more than you already have. And I'm sure the response from Washington, D.C. is, we don't have any more to give you. We just gave $38 billion to Israel. You think the American people are made of money where we can just buy more of this stuff? It is coming apart, and I'm not the only one saying so. Russia Insider has an article, Obama's Imperial Mideast Policy Has Unraveled. And they're basically saying that with the exception of some establishment of a Kurdistan, virtually every aspect of the Middle East policy is coming apart. The Saudi-led coalition has launched another attack into Yemen on behalf of their American masters. This one hit a hospital and killed 19 people. Plus, whoever else was dependent on that hospital for life-saving care is probably going to be dying off in the very, very near future. Story out of Investment Watch blog. U.S. government desperate in the Middle East and moving closer to creating a major event. What major event may be telegraphed by this story that came on out from the Jewish Times about how the shooter who injured 9 people in a Houston neighborhood was wearing Nazi regalia. Wag the Nazis! Wag the Nazis! And every time they drag out the Nazis, it means Israel is about to do something really nasty and they're trying to build their political cover. Oh yes, we bombed the people of Gaza because of Hitler. See, we have a good reason to drop bombs on people today because of something that happened long before you were all born. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We got callers waiting on the line. Stay tuned.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way. Can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go right to the phones. Karen in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay. I know it's me when I hear this static sound. Hi. This will be quick. I would just like to suggest, instead of complaining and complaining about how the media handles things, there are websites that you can go to openly place these complaints, where it could be that complaints about how the news works are not expected. One of them is complaints.com, another one is Complaint Board. But just, you know, go and do a search on websites that offer a means for consumers to complain and complain about the news. There's no reason that those complaints have to be limited to Target or to Starbucks.
Yeah, but at this point, the corporate media is pretty much immune to public complaints. It used to be a situation where every time a TV or radio station's license came up for renewal, there had to be a public hearing in which there had to be testimony as to whether or not that radio or TV station was properly serving the community interest. These days, those meetings, if they happen at all, are basically pro forma. They'll listen to the complaints, and the FCC will still renew the licenses involved. They've worked to make themselves immune to the will of the American people. It's not just politicians who want to be isolated from the will of the American people. It's also corporations in general, including the media corporations.
Okay, well, I thought I would make this suggestion. Thank you.
You're welcome. And the corporations and media and the government will only see the error of their ways when they're really becoming afraid of the American people again. And they ought to be, and I'm not issuing that as a threat. But if they push much harder, there's going to be a real violent uprising in this country. And maybe we can't get at the government that is well protected, but we certainly know where all those local radio and TV stations are, don't we? And I'm not encouraging any kind of violence. But more and more, it looks like violence is coming, and I can't stop it. All right, let's go to Donna in California. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. It's about the debate. I want to make a comment. And I went into watching the debate already knowing they were going to sabotage Donald Trump.
Yes.
So, you know, I prepared myself. But the first thing I noticed is her bright orange suit. And they put them right next to each other. And he had on like a dull kind of blue suit. And the whole time she seemed to be bright and shiny and he seemed to be kind of faded. That's what I observed. My point of view there is I don't think that was done by accident.
Well, you know, Donald Trump cannot wear a Dayglo orange three-piece suit. He was in navy blue. I think it was a bad choice for Hillary to be dressed in orange because that's going to remind everybody of a prison, jumpsuit that are issued. Did you notice that Donald Trump was wearing an American flag pin and Hillary was not?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Just a little fashion faux pas on her side. Hillary wants to stand out. She's always dressing in very, very bright colors because she wants to be seen and noticed.
Right.
I think when Shakespeare came out with his line, "Vanity, thy name is woman," he was probably talking about Hillary Clinton, even though he never got a chance to meet her.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. It's time for your daily dose of Booga Booga. And we are getting this courtesy of Russia Today. According to the European Union counterterrorism chief, ISIS may strike Europe with car bomb and chemical attacks, so you should all be afraid and be prepared to support the war against ISIS with your money and life and limb of your children here. And so they're pushing that whole terrorism thing. And by the way, how's that refugee thing working out for you? We talk about the threat of terrorism, and they won't close those borders. Now, over at Investment Watch blog, they've noticed that every time there's another terrorist attack, the military-industrial complex stocks soar higher because they know they're all false flags leading to war. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones. Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I actually had one main issue here, but I only saw two new things from Trump last night, and a friend of mine on Twitter forced me. Stupid. Anyway, the one thing I didn't like was tax foil.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be akin to me going over to your house in Hawaii there and taking all your computer stuff when you show up and not having anything, you know. And the other thing was harping on Iran again about, I mean, this is the Persian Empire. It's always been strong, and they're the ones that are helping out in Iraq and also in Syria. I mean, of course they're cleaning up all that filth over there that Hillary started. Now, Hillary's terrible misquote last night, I don't know if anyone caught, when she started talking about the SOFA agreement with Iraq that George Bush signed in, was it 2008, and was to be implemented on December 31st, 2011. The reason why the U.S. troops were out was because the Iraqi government wanted to be able to prosecute U.S. soldiers for war crimes and stuff.
Yes.
And that was a terrible miscall.
Okay, Keith, we seem to be having an issue where Mike, is Keith sounding okay to you in the control room? Okay, because he's fading out completely over here, and I don't know why.
Oh, is this any better, Mike?
Yeah, that's a little better.
All right, well, you know how Verizon is. But anyway, under that SOFA agreement, like I say, U.S. soldiers, they could only detain certain individuals for up a period of 24 hours or 48 hours like that, which meant the end of torturing, all this stuff. And then the other thing was to give them a blanket thing to go out and commit war crimes, shooting people on the streets and stuff. And the Iraqi government, the newly formed Iraqi government, said no. And that's why the U.S. troops were pulled out as a stay-behind force, I guess you call it.
Yes.
So that was a terrible misquote that Hillary said as far as that SOFA agreement with Iraq.
Well, you know, I mean, considering that Lester Holt was there challenging everything that Donald Trump said, you know, acting like a real-time fact-checker on Donald Trump, he should have called it the same thing on Hillary. But Hillary made a lot of misstatements. She denied calling the Trans-Pacific Partnership the gold standard of trade deals, and it's on record that she did, in fact, say that. And there's a number of articles that are all over the independent media today pointing out all the things that Hillary Clinton said that are just flat out not true, and Lester Holt just let it all slide.
Yeah. Well, the main thing, though, is that I surmised out of the entire thing, and what Mr. Trump was saying was that the U.S. policy in the Middle East has created this so-called ISIS COINTELPRO op that they have over there now. It had nothing to do with the pullout of Iraq and stuff. This was the power vacuum, of course, caused not by the pullout, but by all these governments that finally didn't want anything to do with the U.S., just like when the Iranian coup in 53.
Yes.
Finally, the people rose up and says, get out. And we see this down in the Philippines now. You know, people are tired of this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I'm expecting the U.S. government to announce ISIS and Al-Qaeda are in the Philippines any day now.
Yeah. Next to be some tropical island, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, what I was going to say one other thing. Whenever I hear of anything in the news, whether it's Somalia, Iraq, Afghanistan, I always go to the GDP of that country and I look up what their resources are, and bingo.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
That tells you everything.
In many ways, the United States has become the modern incarnation of the pirate kingdom of Tripoli. And Tripoli was where these Mediterranean pirates literally carved out a chunk of land for their own nation state, where they could retreat to and be safe from arrest and interdiction, much as same reasons for the creation of Israel. And now the U.S. is playing that same game. The U.S. is surviving by plundering the rest of the world, and they plunder them with that scam of using the U.S. dollar. These transatlantic, trans-Pacific treaties are more plundering and coercing these nations to subdue their own sovereignty to corporate interests. Same thing here in the U.S. It's a giveaway to corporate government. And I'm opposed to the idea of corporate government. It's the rise of a new fascism or a new feudalism, if you will, because corporate governments are like theocracies, totally unconcerned with the lives of ordinary people and only concerned with their own wealth and power and agenda. And everything we do is to serve the imaginary playmate in the sky or to keep the stockholders happy. And every other concern is of much lower priority.
Well, that's akin to the same thing of the UXOs that aren't exploded over in Laos that daily kill and maim children, farmers, everything like that. And the same thing with Fallujah and the depleted uranium. I mean, this is the reason why we're supposed to have an international court for war crimes and stuff. And of course,
yeah, but back in the 1990s, the U.S. government went out to all these other countries and they got these treaties signed saying that no American official or military commander could be arrested on their soil for transfer to the International Criminal Court. And when that started happening, that was the first indication we had that the U.S. was about to launch a major global war, and they were planning on committing war crimes, and they wanted some kind of indemnification.
Yeah, that's right. All right, well, hey, Mike, thanks. Beautiful day over here in Montana. Hope you're having a good one in Hawaii, okay?
Yeah, it's actually a very gorgeous day here today. Lots of white puffy clouds and everything. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Ed in Florida. Aloha, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, lucky you, Mike. We've got raining cats and dogs here with thunder and flooding in sunny Florida. Anyway, what I wanted to mention was when Trump mentioned that he wanted law and order, I kind of think I want more freedom and liberty than law and order. And to comment on Clinton's remark that there are too many military assault-type weapons out there scares the living crap out of me. Because I know if she does win within the first 10 days, probably, she's probably going to confiscate all firearms in this country. Well, as many as she can possibly, well, not her personally, but as they could possibly grab.
Yeah, there'll be a gun grab, and once they have the guns, they're going to come for your silver and gold. Hillary's already declared war on the independent media. And all they're looking for is an excuse where they can say, well, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is no longer operative. It's do what Empress Hillary tells you or face the consequences. I think that we would see a huge pushback for gun confiscation. First of all, because they're only confiscating the guns from the law-abiding citizens. The gun bans and gun confiscation never works against the criminals. And this is a government that has been giving military weapons to terrorists and Mexican drug cartels. And it just underscores this whole hypocrisy. And it reveals that the real agenda has nothing to do with crime and terror. The real agenda is a federal government that understands they have pushed the American people to the brink of a revolution. And so they're going to try and preemptively disarm the American people. And I think you're going to see a lot of people who are just going to find ways to hang on to their guns. Oh, it was stolen from my house last week. It's not here any longer. Because we do have a right to keep and bear arms. And again, the reason is not to go on out and start shooting government people, but to give the government people a reason to leave you the heck alone. That's the reason for the Second Amendment.
Also, Mike, it's kind of ironic. My grandparents came over from Russia slightly before the Russian Revolution in 1916.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could, if it wasn't for the fact I have children and grandchildren, I'd move back to Russia because they're more democratic than we are today. So it's
the ironic part
about it.
If I wasn't so old, I'd be approaching Goskino if they need a computer animation expert over there, but unfortunately, Claire and I, at our age, I don't think we're going to find any other countries willing to take us on in. So we're kind of stuck right now. We'd like to get off the island of Oahu because there is a first strike nuclear target just about 2 miles out that window, and that makes us very, very nervous indeed. As our government continues to make stink face with Russia and China.
I know here in Florida, I'm about 40 miles away from a nuclear power plant, and there are a couple of military bases. So, you know, when those bombs do fall, the fallout will be probably the whole state of Florida. It'll just be ignited into one just big radiation zone. So,
I think it's a good time for somebody to start replaying On the Beach again on the cable channels here. And all this talk about first strike coming from the U.S. government, and it basically tells us they understand with our current generation of hideously expensive and badly broken weapons that a real shooting war with Russia may actually start with a nuclear attack rather than end with one, as with the case with World War II.
Very quickly, Michael, back in 87, there was a TV series that appeared only one time on ABC called America, A-M-E-R-I-K-A. Had never seen it. And I've always wondered why they never rebroadcast that series until I went back a few years ago and watched it on YouTube when they would allow it.
Hello? Can you hear me? Okay. Okay, yeah, there's something going on with the phone connections today. It's either Vonage again or hackers disrupting things. You know what's really interesting? Having been in the film and TV industry for a significant part of my life, I remember looking at some of the older TV shows and seeing how well written they were, how willing they were to challenge the status quo. If you go back and you look at the original Star Trek from the 1960s, compared to the gloss and visual effects of today, it seems very, very primitive, and it is. But what made the original Star Trek of the 1960s such a hit was they had scripts that challenged a lot of conventional thinking. TV's first interracial kiss was on Star Trek. They took on issues of racism. And people who are watching Star Trek today don't understand that it was that willingness to challenge the status quo. And they did it safely by putting it out in the galaxy so they could say, well, we're not talking about problems with our government and our society. This is all science fiction. The current Star Treks don't really have that courage. You know, we have Picard and Q battling each other, and it's literally become a space soap opera. And that has really vanished from America's entertainment industry, that willingness to go on out and challenge the status quo and make comments about society. So we get all these endless remakes and repeats. The feminized version of Ghostbusters, box office bomb. The remake of Ben-Hur, box office bomb. Now there's a remake of Tarzan, predict a box office bomb. They're all playing it safe. They're all playing it politically correct. All right, listen, we still got a lot of phone calls to get through. Frank in London, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just want to talk about the situation in Aleppo.
Yes.
I think it's pretty... If the Syrian Arab Army takes back Aleppo, I think it's all now is that the American government... he's planning something very, very insidious, which is not—it's not going to be beneficial for us.
Well, the fact that they went in and bombed that Deir ez-Zor a second time, you know, tells us that they're dropping the pretext that they're there to deal with ISIS and Al Qaeda, and they're just getting ready to say, "Look, we're going to go in and take out Assad. There's nothing you can do to stop us. Just kiss your kids goodbye, because we're going to drop into the meat grinder."
Well, I agree with you entirely. With that. I very, very, very much agree with that, and I think it's time now. People really got to step up the ante against these people, and I've seen that the type of people Obama have surrounded himself with. I don't know what to make of him. I don't know if he's just a coward or if he's just very much part of it. It's very difficult for me to really.
He's very, very much part of this entrenched oligarchy, or he would not have been allowed to survive his first term in office, because that's how entrenched and enclosed the narcocracy really is, not willing to go along with the crime and corruption and the war campaign. And that's why they're so afraid of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump does not think war with Russia and China is a good idea. He gets to be president, he'll pull the plug on it. And I think that's one of the reasons why, if it looks like Hillary is going to lose this election and she can't steal it, they're going to start World War III for real before Donald Trump can take office and hope to stick him with it, the way they stuck Herbert Hoover with the Depression of the 1930s. But Obama could fool them because he's a businessman. He's not as obsessed with his historical legacy as professional politicians tend to be. He could get into office on the first day and call up Putin and say, let's call this off, and Putin's going to say yes. China would need a little bit more schmoozing, but nobody wants a world war except the U.S. and the bankers.
Exactly.
The bankers love a world war.
Well, another thing I'm thinking is going to happen is that they may attack the Philippines or the Filipino government for maybe cutting down too many banana trees or something. They're going to cook up something against him.
Oh, no, ISIS and Al-Qaeda are going to show up in the Philippines, but that's why they've dropped this whole South China Sea issue, because the Philippines was their front for that, and that's now gone. The Philippines is starting to approach Russia and China about aligning with them, And that's why the U.S. is now shooting back to North Korea as their backdoor to war with China.
Yep, and I think good on him, because that makes political sense in my book. Anyway, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch to Kurt in Alberta. Kurt, I may have to take you to the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi there. Well, you were talking about the stuff in Syria, and I guess there was another bombing there. I haven't heard that one until I heard it on your show. But, I just wonder, like, so many weapons were left, like, when the Americans left Iraq and everything else. I mean, they didn't even wreck the weapons, and people don't realize that they were left there for a reason. And, you know, how do you get through to people?
Well, we are getting through to them. I mean, look at the current polls showing public distrust of the government, public distrust of the corporate media. They are waking up. We are getting through to them. And I think we're going to hit a point real soon where some of these military families are going to be willing to risk the funding they get from the government for medical costs and stuff, and stand up and say, look, this government is doing this to these people. Because if you're in a military family and your child is killed or crippled, you get a payment from the government, but it's contingent on keeping your mouth shut. Kurt, stay on the line. I'm going to bring you back after these words from our sponsor.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die.
tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones here, we're getting a report. This is coming out of Russia today. The Syrian army has seized Aleppo's central district from the terrorists. That's the main part of Aleppo. They're going to just chase them out of the outlying districts, but that's pretty much the beginning of the end. All right, Kurt in Alberta, did you have anything else you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, I was just wondering some other stuff in Syria, like China becomes part of the SDR basket October 1st, and they're slowly moving soldiers into Syria to help with the battle. How do you feel that would affect things going on over there with fighting the Americans?
Well, the two issues are linked in that this is a case of the U.S. and China basically banging foreheads together. Now, what lies behind all of the war and conquest is that the U.S. government and financial system has become very dependent on the world using the U.S. dollar for global trade and banking, which they have to borrow at interest from the Federal Reserve or send us manufactured products and agricultural produce in exchange for boxes of ink and paper. And because it was such a sweet deal, the U.S. got very lazy, allowing its manufacturing to decline, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture. So they're stuck. If the world stops using the U.S. dollar for global trade and banking, there's nothing left to hold the economy up, no matter how much fraud and bailout and instant money creation they do. And so the real overarching agenda here is that this is a war between the U.S. Federal Reserve note and the Chinese yuan and the Russian ruble. And the fact that China's yuan is now being added to the SDR basket is just another blow against the hegemonic domination of the dollar. Now, as for China coming into Syria, again, as we reported earlier in the show, Russia is building a new coalition to try and scrub Syria out of all these terrorists. And the U.S. is trying to find some way they can stay in there and continue their real agenda, which is replacing Bashar al-Assad with another U.S. puppet. And if Russia and Iran and the Syrian government and everybody else succeeds in cleaning out the terrorists, and now that they've lost the center of Aleppo, it's just a matter of time, then the U.S. is not going to have any reason at all to be in Syria, unless they want to go on back and say, we have to save the people of Syria from the cruel, evil tyrant who's gassing his own Alawite supporters with sarin gas, blah, 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 blah. More of the same lies and bovine excrement they've been shoveling at us for 5 years now. But the U.S. is on the verge of being handed this generation's version of the defeat of Vietnam. And it's not just going to be a case of Syria being lost. It could derail the entire war agenda, because these other countries in the Middle East are going to say, if Syria can do it, so can we. So
yeah,
this
feels like, I mean, the United States is a very powerful country. And
it's
and
not as powerful as it likes to dream it is.
Oh, no.
Kurt,
oh, no,
we're going to have to let you go. Kurt, we got to let you go. I'm sorry. We got to do a top of the hour station identification. We got a bunch of other callers waiting. I don't think we've ever had as many phone calls as we've had today. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system.
I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.